This is AJ Fredrickson sitting down alongside head coach of the SCSU women's hockey team, Eric Rude. Coach, thank you for having some time to meet with me today. Last week, you guys got swept by the Ohio State University 4-0 in both Friday and Saturday's games. Obviously, a number four ranked in the nation, so a very tough competition. But what did you learn about your team over the weekend?
Well, you know what? It was an interesting weekend because we had a lot of moments of really good hockey just a few moments of poor hockey, and that's when the puck ended up in the back of our net. But for the most part, for over both games, for long stretches, we did a lot of things positively, especially on the offensive side, which sounds weird because we didn't score a goal. But, you know, you're facing one of the best goalies in the country early in the season for a younger team. You know, it's not to be that unexpected that we'd have a blip there. But we did a lot of things very well. We created more grade A positive scoring chances than we did against Colgate 3 weeks before. You know, and I think those two teams are very similar. They're both going to be top, you know, 5-6 teams all year long and very, very good. So the good thing is over that two-week span, you know, we certainly improved on our offense, and now it's just that next step of getting one in.
And getting one in to the back of the net, what do you have to do in order to do that? Obviously, you've been mixing match lines leading up to the WCHA season, all preseason. Have you kind of settled on what lines you think will look like for majority of the season? You're still playing around with things.
I think it's kind of a constant work in motion. You know, we have a lot of bodies up front, and we have a lot of different line combinations that we can try. So, I mean, you know, during the course of the season, some players keep getting better, some stay the same, and some don't improve. So we're definitely not setting anything in stone at this point in time. You know, we're just going to keep plugging away with toying with some different things. And we will see how it shakes out.
Most noticeably, that's been absent in your roster is Julia Tilke, the junior. She hasn't been with you since your trip out to New York when you faced Colgate. Can you touch on what's been affecting her? Was an illness, nagging injury, et cetera?
Yeah, unfortunately, she had mono, so she was out for a few weeks there. And the good news is we just heard today that she is able to practice without contact for the next couple days and play on Friday. So it'll be nice to get her back in the lineup, that's for sure.
Heading this weekend, you're going to be in Mankato, first week of your two-week road series, then out against Duluth up north, but facing the Mavericks this weekend, what do you expect your team to match up with them? Do you expect two wins? Do you expect a pretty closely contested weekend series? Obviously, this team is 1-4-1 on the year thus far, so it's a very possible two wins for you guys. It's all about confidence going into those series, but what do you expect out of your team?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we just want to play well and get down there and you know, have a couple great games. The bottom line in this league, there's you obviously want to win every single game, but it's just such a difficult league that you can't lay out your expectations too dramatically, you know. But we obviously expect to get down there and have success, whatever that means, and keep getting better. You know, I think I like like where our team is at in a lot of ways right now. We got to clean up a few things defensively, but you know, going into the season, we knew with five new defensemen and a bunch of new faces that it takes a while to be a cohesive unit. But the good thing is we're seeing signs of it here and there, and so we expect that to continue to improve.
Awesome, Coach. Thank you for your time today, and good luck this weekend to you and your team. For more hockey info and more women's hockey coverage, make sure to tune into 88.1 KVSC and also go on to the KVSC sports page at kvsc.org and then click the sports tab at the top of the page. For head coach Eric Root of the women's hockey team here in St. Cloud, this is AJ Fredrickson for KVSC Sports.